everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Wheat farmers, saddle up with a new OSU wheat variety that offers great results at the finish line. Introducing Spirit Rider, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Spirit Rider rides on in the legacy of popular OSU variety OK Bullet. Spirit Rider is a new hardbred winter wheat variety that combines straw strength with high yield potential. And commercial millers and bakers consider this variety a thoroughbred for quality. Take the field with Spirit Rider Wheat. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sell week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sell barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West. All right, welcome back. Sharp losses quickly developed across all of trade today with pressure developing throughout cattle and hog futures. The lack of fundamental support limited commercial buyer interest throughout the session. Corn prices were lower today in light trade. September corn futures about 2 cents lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 19 points higher while NASDAQ is up 13 points. Strong losses developed in live cattle futures with traders focused on pulling back from early week gains. The overall lack of support in the complex caused many traders to question just how firm the buyer interest was that stepped into the market on Monday. This will have a significant impact in any cash business that moves into the market, as well as further meat trade later in the week. Traders will need to create a sense of market stability throughout the end of the month and through the holiday weekend in order to bring some additional buyer support back to the market, in order to bring longer-term support that will have a lasting impact. Cash cattle activity remained quiet today, with bids still undeveloped. In feeder cattle, front-month August futures remained higher, although the overall lack of trade volume in the soon-to-expire contract limited trade activity. The rest of the contract held triple-digit losses, with traders quickly backing away from the gains seen early in the week. And even though not all of the gains have been erased, the lack of support in the market created some uncertainty as traders focused on interest, as all nearby feeder cattle futures traded at $144 per hundredweight. This narrow trading range could limit further market moves in the near future. Meanwhile, grain futures posted new contract lows in corn and winter wheat today as pressure on grain markets intensified again overnight. Corn prices broke to new contract lows and took December to its next downside objective amid oversold conditions. Soybeans were lower today after they broke November futures below its modest two-week uptrend. And finally, wheat prices were lower at all three markets today after they took winter wheat contracts to new lows. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.